I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, alternative crowd control facts. Jimmy Fallon praises President Trump for his new fitness initiative. Find out what it is. Trevor Noah explains why so many more people showed up to protest Trump than to celebrate him. Jimmy Kimmel regrets not having this favorite trick of Sean Spicer's in high school, and Conan O'Brien tells us how they managed to pull off a women's march in Antarctica. All this and more in today's Punchlines.
Well, we're just a few days into Donald Trump's presidency, and I don't know what Trump's fitness initiative is, but because of him, millions of women got their steps in this weekend. And it's the point.
That's right. Over the weekend, this is true, 750,000 protesters attended the Women's March in downtown Los Angeles. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. And I looked it up. The last time this many women gathered in downtown L.A., it was to testify against Bill Cosby. That is a lot.
Trump's press secretary, Sean Spicer, had a rough time during his first press briefing on Saturday, where he appeared to lie about the size of Trump's inauguration crowd. Then another Trump advisor, Kellyanne Conway, actually tried to defend him, saying that he just gave, quote, alternative facts. Then people asked her, are you alternative sober? Alternative facts.
Three times more people pitched up to protest Donald Trump than to celebrate him. It's almost as if he lost the popular vote.
I wish I'd known about alternative facts when I was in high school. I would have had straight A's.
That's right, alternative facts. That sounds like a course at Trump University. A major in alternative facts.
In fact, this is crazy. There were marches across all seven continents, including Antarctica. Did you know that? There was a march in Antarctica, yeah.
Yep.
To be fair to Trump, the protest in Antarctica was just the March of the Penguins. they kind of do that anyway.
Right.
But they were wearing pink.
Explain the little sign.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I get a camera over here from above? Because I'd like, if you will allow me, I'd like to share some alternative facts about me. Well, here we go. Where do I look? Okay, here, all right. You know, at the Olympics this summer, I beat Usain Bolt to win a gold medal in the 100-meter dash. I am the fastest man alive, and I have the medal to prove it. It's true-ish. Furthermore, I want you to know, every woman to whom I've ever made love has written me a letter of thanks, applauding not only my performance, but also the magnitude of my manhood, which historians agree is the largest ever recorded. And finally, I'd like to thank each of the 1.3 million people in this room tonight for helping us set a record. The largest rock show audience ever.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.